Welcome to the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Saturday, April 20th. Here are highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily.
What this bill doesn't do is it doesn't ban any meetings. What it does do is it protects employees.
I think anytime that you get books into kids' hands, you've made a difference. We want students to walk away being excited about reading.
One of the workers, a man actually, asked the governor, can you tell me how can I live with this salary? My salary is very, very small.
It imagines that John Brown mysteriously and unexplainably reemerges in the Virginia, West Virginia area, right where he was hanged.
A new form of capital has risen up, has evolved, in the same way that some viruses produce variants.
Highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily, available on your favorite podcast app. Just search for Labor Radio Podcast Daily. Today's labor quote is by Louis Ticas, one of the workers killed in the Ludlow Massacre on this date in 1914. Colorado State Militia, using machine guns and fire, killed about 20 people, including 11 children, at a tent city set up by striking coal miners. In today's labor history, on this date in 1980, members of the United Auto Workers ended a successful 172-day strike against International Harvester. The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. Subscribe to the Labor Heritage Foundation's free weekly newsletter at laborheritage.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.